Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good afternoon, and thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airwaves, introducing this show, and yes, it's truly a pleasure to have my grandson involved in what I'm doing and also my why in terms of business, things that I'm working on to be able to leave a legacy for him, Isaiah Dimitri Martin. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for being who you are. Love you. Well, folks, hey, today we're doing a show, and today's show is around how to position yourself in this last quarter to get a larger tax return for 2015. And what do I mean by position yourself? See, right now you have time to take advantage of finding you a home-based business if you don't already have one. Now, why is that so important? That's important because Congress has passed laws to encourage people to become business owners. That's right, you heard me correct. Congress has passed laws designed to encourage people to become entrepreneurs. Most people do not realize this or know it or don't pay attention to it. So they think that, you know, business is only for a select few. But Congress has passed laws so that everyday people can take advantage of extraordinary tax benefits. And I'm going to highlight some of those benefits today and also highlight an opportunity in the travel industry in which you can get a home-based business tax shelter today and be able to write off some expenses for the last quarter of this year that could lower your tax liability and increase the amount of money you could get back on a return. Now, why is a home-based business so important? One is that I want you to hear what I'm about to say. Having a home-based business tax shelter, you can leverage that against all forms of income, whether it's W-2 income from working a job, retirement income, investment income, all forms of income. You can leverage a home-based business against those forms of income, lowering your tax liability and increasing the amount of money you can get back from the IRS come tax season. Now, how do you lower your tax liability by having a home-based business? Well, see, it just so happens when you have a home-based business, that means your business because where you live, that means your home then becomes a tax write-off. You heard me correctly, a tax write-off, because now your place of business is in your home. And this is something that takes some people a little bit to wrap their mind around. But your home-based business is your primary source of income, even if you're still working a W-2 job and doing your home-based business part-time and leveraging it against that income, and that your job is your secondary source of income. Now, some people, they get confused and say, but on my job, I'm making $50,000 a year. I'm not making it in my home-based business yet. How can it be my primary source of income? You're building a business. Just understand the word primary and secondary. Primary means that is, you know, ultimately you're looking for your business to replace that W-2 income. So it becomes your primary source, even though it might not be developing and producing the amount of money that you're getting at your secondary source, which is your job. So, you know, don't get confused on words. Don't let semantics, you know, get you really confused. By having a home-based business, now, as I said, your home becomes a tax shelter. What do I mean by tax shelter? That means that your mortgage or your rent, you get a 1098 mortgage statement, that now becomes an additional tax write-off. Besides being able to write that off on your 1040 Schedule A in terms of your mortgage interest and real estate taxes, you can write it off again on Form 8829, Business Use of Home, Schedule C, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But, see, the basic thing I want you to understand the concept. That means your home, your mortgage, your rent, your utility bill, all expenses associated with your house now becomes tax deductible because you have a home-based business. If you buy new drapes for your house, tax deductible. If you live in an area of the country where you pay somebody to shovel snow during wintertime, you know, clean your walkway, tax deductible. You pay somebody, you know, to cut your grass, keep your, you know, your lawn care taken care of, tax deductible. Any repairs you make to your house. I had a client who they remodeled their club basement to turn it into a presentation room for hosting travel parties. That remodeling cost them $30,000. That whole $30,000 became tax deductible because it was for business purposes. Yes, it made a cosmetic, you know, improvement on the home. They have a home-based travel business, and they do travel parties and do presentations in their home. By improving that basement, those expenses associated with that club basement became a tax write-off. This is huge. Utility bills. I mean, where I live in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, utility bills were huge. And so people having a home-based business, being able to write off their utility bills, I mean, I know people here who pay as much as $4,000 a year, $5,000 a year on their utility bills. That becomes totally tax deductible. A portion of it becomes tax deductible, depending on the percentage of your home that you use for business. If you use, like in my case, I use 60% of my home for business. And so that means 60% of all bills associated with the home becomes tax deductible. This is very, very important in terms of tax deductions. Another big feature that people miss out on by not having a home-based business is put on their vehicle. You know, I have a client who put over 20,000 miles on their car, and it was all business related because they retired. They leveraging their home-based business against retirement income. So everywhere they went was business related. They're giving out business cards, flyers, traveling, going places to enjoy being in the travel business, going places to share an opportunity with people. So the 20,000 miles that they put on their car became tax deductible, which came out to close to about a $13,000 to $14,000 tax deduction, lowering their taxable liability income an additional $12,000 to $14,000. So you can see how when you lower that taxable income, let's say if you have income of $50,000, you just knock $14,000 off. You just knock $14,000 off the mileage deduction. Let's say maybe an additional $6,000 off in home deductions for utilities, mortgage interest, real estate taxes. That's $20,000. I mean, we already knocked that 50 down to $30,000, and then we're going to take off some more deductions. You know, because by having a home-based travel business, you get more deductions than some of the other home-based businesses because now all of your travel becomes 100% tax deductible. Because travel is your product, and also by having a home-based travel business, you don't have to comply to what's called a 60% rule. The 60% rule is that for business owners, if you travel, you must spend 60% of your time with a client. Must be totally that 60% of time has to be totally business related and had to be pre-planned in order to write that trip off. But with a home-based travel business, you can write the whole trip off. Plus, you can write off taking your spouse and your children because travel is your business. And so where if you took your spouse and your children to just, you know, you went to say, you say you're leaving North Carolina, you went to California to see a client on a traditional business, you can write off 60% of your portion of the trip if you spend 60% of your time with that client. But having a home-based travel business, you can write off the entire portion of the trip, what it cost you to go, your family, and if you took in a museum or went to the zoo or went to the beach or something else while you was there, you can write all of that off too because travel is your business as a travel, home-based travel professional. So, you know, travel is another big expense. So let's say if you know you spent, average person takes a vacation, spends about $4,000 a year, so we say we took another $4,000 worth of deductions from that that $50,000 that we just already deducted, the mileage and other. Now we got it from down from $30,000 to $26,000 worth of taxable income. Now, what other expenses do you have? Your advertisement costs, which is your business cards, your flyers. If you have a magnetic sign on your car, whatever you pay for in terms of advertising, that becomes tax deductible. If you put ads in newspapers or, you know, do any type of advertisement or, you know, buy leads on Facebook, anything that you spend money with to advertise your business becomes another tax deduction. So maybe you spent a $2,000 on advertising. Now we've just knocked that $26,000 down to $24,000 in terms of taxable income that you would be taxed on. Besides advertisement, training, taking training classes, going to seminars, training classes and seminars, those become tax deductible. You can deduct those donations. So you can see how these can add up, and really you can get your income down to the point where, and I've done this with people where their taxable liability, once leveraging their home-based business against their income, got their taxable liability income down to zero, where they had no, on paper, after business expenses, no income, which meant all the money that was taken out of their W-2 job, they got that back. And if they had children and they qualified for earned income credit, then they're going to get all of their money back plus maybe additional $2,000 to $3,000 of earned income credit. So you can see very easily how someone can get an extra $3,000 to $5,000 back on their taxes by having a home based business. And specifically a home based travel business, which gives out more tax deductions than any other type of home based business. So this is very, very important information, and it's very timely right now because we're wrapping up the year. And if you're going to treat yourself for the holiday season, purchase yourself a home-based travel business. Several people that are colleagues of mine who are involved in the business that I'm involved in, YTB, had people get on this show, listen to this show today as guests, and you need to get back with them. Treat yourself to a gift. It'll be the best $350 that you ever invested because it will help yield you back an extra $3,000 to $5,000 on your tax. I had a lady 1 year who said, "Well, you know, just coming in at the last quarter, I didn't have enough. I wasn't able to write everything off for the whole year. Will it make that much of a difference?" Well, it took her from owing $800 on her taxes to getting back $4,200. I think that makes a difference. And so, this is basically what we really, really want people to comprehend: is that through having a home-based travel business, you can get some tremendous tax deductions. You also can earn money on your own travel and shopping, other people's travel and shopping, and you can travel for pennies on the dollar. So besides the tax benefits, there are other benefits. Right now, if you shop at Walmart and you're not doing it through your own e-commerce website, then all you get is a confirmation in your product. We can show you how to get the confirmation, the product, any commission check. You know, where you can earn extra money. You earn extra money through commissions and also through tax write-off. Great, 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 wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The benefits are tremendous and huge. Here's another tax write-off that you have as the that you can use. If you have children between the age of 7 and 17, you could employ them in your home-based business because they're under 18. They don't have to pay any taxes. And the money that you pay them, you can deduct that as wages as far as a family member being employed by the business and lower that taxable liability too. You deduct as much as $5,700 per child. And if you're following this show, you give me a call or text and I tell you the specifics of how to go about doing that. So that means if you got 3 children, what's that? 3 times $5,700, $2,100 tax deduction by having 3 children between the age of 7 and 17 if you learn how to legally, morally, and ethically use the tax codes for your advantage. And that's what we do. We teach people how to do that. Again, if you go to our website, www.thetaxhelper.com, you can learn a lot about home-based business tax write-offs. We also help people with forming nonprofits, which is another way to shelter income. I have to do a whole other show on nonprofits and how that works. But right now I'm talking about information for individuals. You go again to www.thetaxhelper.com, and you can find out information and you can contact us and you can get a tax analysis whether or not you signing up between now and December, whether this will work for you, about how much extra money you could be getting back on your taxes by purchasing a home-based travel business, a YTB home-based travel, YTB Pro Travel Network home-based travel business. It is huge, people. Don't sleep it. Don't sleep it. Take advantage of it. Tax benefits are huge. I'm trying to think if there's any other tax benefits that I want to cover. Cover the children write-off, cover the home. Oh, if you have a dog, your dog is a tax write-off, and people probably say, how can my dog be a tax write-off? Seems like you're stretching this thing. Well, your dog is a backup home security system, because if people come by your house, what does the dog do? The dog barks. So if you have a dog, his vet bill, his food, everything that you do to take care of that dog, tax, deductible, because you have a home-based business. I have a client who they bought a dog that they had imported from China. It cost them $2,500 to get the dog here. That was a total tax write-off. Dog has some special type food they have to eat and a tremendous vet bill, veterinarian bill. And that all became a tax write-off because they have a home-based business. So, hey, do you want to lower your tax liability today? If so, get back to the person that invited you to listen to this show. Get signed up. Get your home-based tax business. Take advantage of it, because the money you save is yours. Or you can lose it. Let Uncle Sam, that uncle that none of us asked for, let him keep it. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. Sometimes people make mistakes and let Uncle Sam keep it. Had a lady share the information with, showed her how she would get an extra $3,000 back. But because she didn't want to believe, she let the IRS keep the money. She let them keep the $3,000. I learned from a person a long time ago, one of my mentors when I was in a business called A.L. Williams. Art Williams said there's two reasons why people most doing something that's in their best interest. Usually either they don't believe or they don't understand. In this lady's case, she didn't believe. So by not believing, she lost $3,000 because her belief level was not there. Even though she had all of the facts, showed all of the facts, just that she didn't want to believe that it could be what it was. So I don't know about you out there today, but you can go to the website. Again, www.thetaxhelper.com, and get your information. Give me a call at 252-406-0774. Get your questions answered. And don't be like the lady who didn't believe and leave $3,000 to $5,000 on the table. What would you do right now if you had an extra $3,000 that you knew you was going to be able to put your hands on come mid-February, early March? I'm talking about a sure lottery ticket by investing meagerly $350 in a home-based business, and then treat your business like a business, teach you how to do and train people on how to do that so that you would not have to have a problem with the IRS being audited, because I know a lot of people are scared of the IRS. But the thing is, documentation is what protects you from an IRS audit. And we make sure we show you how to do all the proper documentation. So, hey, I want to thank people for listening in today and get back to the person that invited you to this show. We'll be back on again Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Sunday morning show is titled Slavery in America, How Working a Job with a Boss, which is double S-O-B spelled backwards, how modern day work is tremendous slavery. And if you're looking for freedom and time freedom and freedom to be able to do the things that you want to do and spend more time with your family, you definitely want to listen to Sunday show at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right back here on Blog Talk Radio on Home Base Business 101. Till next time, thank you, and I appreciate you listening in today and being one of the 47,000 people that have listened to a show here on Home Base Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. Get back to the person that invites you to today's show. Get your questions answered. And whatever you do, don't delay. Get your home-based business today so that you can save on your taxes and have an extra $3,000 to $5,000. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.